This podcast was produced by ORFM Dunedin with support from New Zealand On the Air.
It's time for Round the Boards, updates from Dunedin City Community Boards on ORFM Dunedin's awesome morning show.
And it's Mosgiel Tari Community Board we catch up with this morning, and Andrew Sims joining us on the line. Morena, nice to have you with us again, Andrew.
Morning, Jeff. How are you?
Good, thank you very much. Got a couple of things to catch up on, not least of which, of course, the upcoming elections. But just before we have a chat about that, you want to update us on the inland port proposal?
Yeah, there's been obviously a bit of movement over that. So a lot of people will be aware that there is an inland port proposed. It's a joint venture between Port Otago and Dynes Transport at North Tyree. And that will be a facility for receiving freight from both north and south of Dunedin, and then marshalling that freight and then sending it through to Port Chalmers to increase the efficiency through there. So Port Otago have already bought land one side of Steadman Road, Dynes bought land on the other to form what is known as the Southern Logistics Hub there. And potentially a big move for Mosgiel with what we've seen with these inland freight hubs such as the one in Dunsandel near Christchurch, is that the warehousing and food processing and factories spring up around them, and that brings a lot of opportunity for the region, potentially up to 250 jobs. So pretty excited about that. There are some infrastructure issues in particular that need to be dealt with along with that, but that shouldn't be a reason to hold the region back. It should be a reason to trigger those infrastructure renewals, which have been needed in Mosgiel for some time anyway.
Oh, well, good to get an update on where that's at, Andrew. Similarly, in a related topic, I guess, transport around the region, and you have an update on the transport study for Mosgiel.
Yes, so the council undertaking, that work's underway now, the council undertaking a transport study for Mosgiel to determine what needs to happen to improve the efficiency of the transport around here. And we're strongly hoping that contains a recommendation to push ahead with a heavy transport bypass for Mosgiel, which will be an essential part of the inland port proposal. That's a heavy transport bypass from Mosgiel was recognised as a need over 20 years ago by the Dunedin City Council, and we had a couple of goes at trying to get that underway, but it's never quite got there, probably for monetary reasons. But that was, in the intervening 20 years, Mosgiel's doubled in size and a lot of industries come out here. And the key thing is that almost all of Dunedin's growth is going to occur on the Tyree in the next 10 years. So the population of people living on the Tyree is predicted by both councils in their future development strategy to go to 30,000 people. That's a lot of people. We're at about 22 now. So that's a lot of growth over the next 10 years out here. And not just growth in housing and retirement housing, but also industrial growth and factories and plants and that are coming out here as well. So it really needs to be dealt with. It's really inefficient at the moment to get in and out of Mosgiel, and quite dangerous coming off State Highway 1. So that really needs to be dealt with without too much more delay.
Oh, well, that's something for future decision makers too. And that leads us very nicely on to our next conversation, Andrew, and that is around the upcoming local body elections. No secret to anyone that you're a candidate in the local body elections at the Dunedin City Council. But of course, you've also served for some time on a community board, and that's something we should remind everybody of with the upcoming elections, is that not only do you get your job opportunity to make your decisions about mayoral candidates and Dunedin City Council candidates, but also available community board spots. And maybe we could talk about that, Andrew, because some people might have a view of standing for a community board that it's a very kind of time-consuming thing. They need to be an expert across a whole bunch of different fields of interest to be a good candidate. What would you say about board candidacy and what boards are really looking for?
Yeah, thanks, Jeff, and for the question. And yes, certainly there are going to be no fewer than 4 vacancies on the Moskatari Community Board this year. So really good opportunity for a bit of a refresh and for some new people to come on. I think people, you know, it's a governance role out here. It's an advocacy role. So the role of the community board is to pass information from the council out to the community, but also to receive, and probably the most important role, I think, is to receive feedback from the community and then advocate for what the community wants out here to the Dunedin City Council. And look, the time commitment, as I've often said to people, you know, it can be 5 hours a week, it can be 20 hours a week, depending on how much you want to put into it. So I'd encourage people who are community-minded and involved in the community now to consider putting themselves forward. It's not a massive time commitment. We meet in the evenings, 5:30 on a Wednesday, and there's about 6 meetings a year where we rattle through some decisions that need to be made out here, but mainly forming our submissions to the council to try and get improvements for the community out here. And it is vital. You know, if I look back at the last triennium, the last 3 years, we've been able to really advocate hard for the Silver Stream catchment to be spillway to be cleared out, so that can cope with a lot more water coming down there. And that was pretty hard work, but in the end, the regional council have agreed to do that, and that work's getting underway very shortly. So very pleased about that. We've continued to advocate for transport improvements, and we've got that study underway with that. You know, a lot of work on just local, smaller local issues, I guess. You know, we're able to get some safety improvements made on Gordon Road with some parks removed and extra mobility parking for Gordon Road, that sort of thing. So, you know, really important things to the community, which simply wouldn't happen if the community board wasn't thumping the table and at the council chambers. So, look, I really encourage people that have got an interest in the community to put themselves forward. I'm really happy to talk to anybody about what's involved. And I'm really excited that there will be a group of new people on there this year, and that gives the opportunity for some fresh ideas and some new faces.
There's a kind of tongue-in-cheek nature to the Dunedin City Council's advertising campaign or social media campaign around candidacy, you know, effectively saying, look, you know, no point just standing back and drizzling about things. If you've got very strong views and you want them heard, then this is a really effective way to do it. But I suppose what that campaign is pointing to, Andrew, is that a diversity of opinion, skills and experience is what a board is looking for.
Oh, absolutely. I think that's, and that's one of the dangers with boards, I think, is that you can, you know, perhaps get a dominance of a certain group of people, and that's not healthy. I think we need, you know, in particular, we need, you know, younger families to be represented on there. We need, you know, the senior citizens to be represented there. We need a cross-section of people that have done, you know, with various skills and various outlooks, I think. And that, you know, that's certainly possible. I think there's, you know, I do know some of the candidates who are going to be putting themselves forward this year, and they're really good people, and that would bring an awful lot to the table. So, yeah, I thoroughly encourage everybody to take a look at it and get engaged. The DCC campaign, I think, is great, and I think it's very much aimed at people that spend an awful lot of time, perhaps on social media, telling councillors how it should be, when perhaps, you know, it would be good to see a much bigger cross range of people, a cross section of people put themselves forward.
The other side of the equation is voting and making your choices about that too. And it's just a reminder at the moment too, I suppose, Andrew, that you want to check to make sure you are on the relevant rolls and to make sure you can have your say when those elections roll around.
Yeah, I think check that you're on the roll, but more than that, get involved. We see, 46 or 7% turnout in Dunedin last year for the local body elections, which is pretty disappointing, really, when, you know, often what happens at a local level can have a much bigger impact on your day-to-day life than even what happens at a national level. So, and, you know, one thing that I'm really sort of focusing on is encouraging younger family people to get out and vote. Those are the people that, you know, we know that the voters, you know, only about half the people turn out. We know that that's heavily skewed towards older, perhaps more conservative people who are turning out at the local body elections. Whereas, you know, I look at the younger families and, you know, maybe in that sort of 25 to 45 group, those people have actually got more to gain or lose by what happens at the council table than perhaps some of the senior people. So, you know, that's it would be an important motivator for me to actually say, well, hey, if I care what my kids are going to inherit here as a city, get out and make your choices and make some wise choices. So, yeah, I really encourage people to get out and get engaged and support the people that support their view of what the city should look like. I would much rather people came out and voted for anybody than didn't vote. So come out.
All right. So anyone wanting to find out a little bit more, perhaps pick up or drop off nominations form. If you're looking for assistance, you can go to the Plaza meeting room on the ground floor of the Civic Centre. That's opposite the entry to the customer service reception end. They're got a team there to be only too happy to help. Do check out everything online as well. Too, in terms of standing for representation on a community board, dunedin.govt.nz/stand. And for more information on elections in general, dunedin.govt.nz/elections. Andrew Sims from Mosgiltari Community Board, really appreciate your time this morning. We look forward to catching up further down the track.
Thanks, Jeff, and thanks for giving that the local stuff a push. I appreciate it.
This podcast was produced by ORFM Dunedin with support from New Zealand On the Air.